and welcome to the Veterans Ascend podcast. Today, we are honored to speak with Blake Hogan. Blake is a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, a graduate of the Stand Veterans Leadership Program at the George W. Bush Presidential Center, formerly the Chief Growth Officer and recently named the CEO of Bunker Labs. He's also the co-founder of Breakaway Safety Solutions. Blake loves working with good people who want to do big things for the right reasons. As a natural dot connector, it is his passion to help leaders achieve their potential. His leadership helps fellow veterans and their spouses launch and grow successful companies. We are privileged to hear about Blake's service in the Marine Corps, his transition, his work with Bunker Labs, and how he came to create a new secure evacuation system that saves lives at outdoor events via portable emergency exits. Blake, thank you so much for your time today. Tell us about your service in the Marine Corps and your transition. What is one of the biggest takeaways you had from your service that you've brought forward?
Yeah, well, Robin, thank you so much for having me on today. And thank you for the work that you're doing at Veterans Ascend. It's crucial to to having a successful transition. And we're lucky to, have leaders like you that are in the fight during this. So thank you for everything you're doing at Veterans Ascend.
Thank you.
So my Marine Corps career, I think, was on record as probably the lamest career in Marine Corps history. Everybody laughs. I'm like, I bet you did some sequence girl stuff. I'm like, no, I wish. That would be a way better story. So I spent just shy of 4 years in the Marine Corps without an official MOS, which I'm not sure how that's even possible, but I figured out how to do it. I spent time in Quantico in Washington, D.C., and at the tail end of TBS, or the basic school, I busted my hip and foot and entered what's affectionately known as medical purgatory, and it took a year to try to put me back together and a year to do rehab and a year to do a medical board. So I did anything I could to get my hands on. I think my entrepreneurial career probably officially started in the Marine Corps because I took any job I could get. So I was a training officer. I worked at Headquarters Marine Corps. I even got lost a couple of times in the Pentagon, but and ended up getting medically retired as a first lieutenant. So I'm now trying to pay my dues back to the U.S. government and the taxpayer by serving entrepreneurs at Bunker Labs.
All right. Well, thank you. That you're right. There's quite a story there. Still an honored service in the Marine Corps. And I have to say my nephew is active duty Marine Corps right now. He's deployed over in the Middle East right now and hoping that he was supposed to come home in April, but with the virus, he's now stuck there until June, unfortunately. So always good to talk with other Marines. So tell us about the Stand of Veterans Leadership Program. What was the selection process like, and what was the best part of that program?
Yeah, thanks. Great. So the George W. Bush Presidential Center is a unique center in that, a lot of presidential libraries are just that. They're a library. They're a unique place to sort of catalog the history and place for people to go and kind of learn about that. The Bush Institute is both a learning institute and a community of practice around leadership development primarily. So they've got everything from, helping to develop female leaders in the Middle East to this, economic development programs and the Stand II Veterans Leadership Program, which was largely modeled off the Presidential Leader Scholarship scholars. And the idea was to have a cohort of leaders that are in the military veteran space. So not necessarily all of them are veterans, but they all have something related to it. One of my classmates was a guy by the name of Chris Meek, who has an organization called Soldier Strong. Chris is a Wall Street guy and was in the World Trade Center on 9/11. Chris mm-hmm. made it out and has made it his life's work to support the military community. So Soldier Strong, you can now go and get they fund things like exoskeletons to, help veterans learn to walk again, right? So it's all these folks that are doing all these amazing things. And, my project was focused on capital access, which is like, how do we develop a national capital network for veterans to do three things? Clearly understand the path to capital, so you have an entry point to the network, understand the challenges and opportunities around capital, and then help demystify, the language around finance. So, the application process is, is you know, a fairly involved process with letters of recommendation and interviews and Skype interviews now. And luckily, I was a part of the inaugural cohort, so the bar was a little bit lower. I don't think I'd get into it now. It's 5 weeks. We're spread out across the across about 5-6 months, where you're spending almost a week in Dallas or in DC and maybe one other location. And it is a world-class program of leaders where you get to hear from, you know, the president and Mrs. Bush and other world leaders, and all of it's off the record. And there's no media, there's no social media, no cameras. So you can just, it's an open forum for leaders to grow and learn. And I'm, will be forever indebted to Dallas and the Bush Institute for that opportunity.
Well, that's great. And congratulations on that. It is an honor, regardless if you were in the inaugural class or not. It is a very prestigious honor to have been chosen for that. I have to say, I attended Veteran Edge back in March, right before the virus was on shutdown. And we're there and everybody says, put your cameras away, put your phones away. And, you know, we're thinking, oh, they want us to be in the moment. Well, out walked President Bush, and he talked to us for 15 minutes. It was amazing. It was great. So I can imagine just in that 15 minutes, but being part of a leadership program at his institute has to be just amazing. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, awesome. I believe the applications are open right now for the 2021 cohort. So I would highly encourage people to apply. I'd encourage people who have applied in the past and didn't get in to apply again. And yeah, I think you can just Google the Bush Institute and or Stand To Veterans Leadership Program. You'll find it and apply. It's absolutely worth it.
Absolutely. Great advice. Definitely for our listeners to take advantage of. So additional congratulations about Bunker Labs. It's so exciting that you're the recently named CEO. So congratulations on that. So tell us about Bunker Labs, kind of how did it start? What's its mission, locations and programs? And just kind of give the listeners more information if they're not familiar with Bunker Labs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the vision of Bunker Labs is to help the military community realize their entrepreneurial dreams. You know, so what that looks like is helping folks launch and grow successful businesses. You know, if you look back in history in World War II, you had 16 million veterans. Nearly all of them came home at the same time. Nearly half of them started businesses. So if you and I wanted to start something together, we would have met at the American Legion and said, oh, you were in the Navy, I was in the Marine Corps. Okay, great, how do we do this? And you just had built-in network, you had greater access to capital, you had smaller banks, it was easier to get access to capital. But, you know, more importantly, you had a professional network. And so in almost 5-6 years ago now, Todd Connor, our founder, who's a Navy veteran, had a successful career in the Navy, got out, was a management consultant, went to Chicago Booth, did all these things and had a successful company and was at Incubator, one of the Google Tech Hubs at 1871. And they said, hey, we think we want to do something around veterans. And Todd said, look, let me figure this out. And other veterans have been talking to him and asking him, hey, you know, what was your secret? Well, how did you do this? You're a young guy. Like, how did you do this? And the answer was 9 times out of 10, he had somebody in his network that, you know, he could pick up the phone and call. And, you know, he had grown up in Chicago, went to, you know, did his time in the Navy, came back to Chicago, did his MBA in Chicago, stayed in Chicago. So he still had that professional network, which is not often the case. You know, if I had gone back to Minneapolis, I'd been gone for, 8 years at that point. And, you know, my professional network was my kindergarten teacher mom. So it just wasn't there. So Todd said, look, this is actually a pretty straight, the challenge is relevant and real. The solution is actually pretty straightforward. It's if we can have local ecosystems that are thriving and help them develop and then connect them nationally, we can help solve this challenge of a lack of professional networks and a lack of financial networks. So now Bunker is, you know, going on its year six. We're in about 35, 36 cities right now. We are in the process of a 50-state growth strategy, which will look different post-COVID, but the objective is still able to be able to impact entrepreneurs in all 50 states. And And the original thesis is the same. It's local, you know, entrepreneurs are most successful when they have a thriving local ecosystem and when they can be connected more broadly. So I'm happy to get more into the programming model, but that's a quick overview.
No, it's great. And I can attest to the great programs at Bunker Labs. So I encourage everyone who's has a better known business or thinking about it to look them up and see what programs are available in your area. So great.
Yeah,
great,
and we did. We'll be launching some really cool stuff next week around military spouse appreciation. And so I'm going to be very clear that Bunker has been and continues to serve the entire military community. So whether you're a spouse, a guard member, reservist, et cetera, if you're a part of that family, we want to help. And even if you're not, we want to help. All of our programs are, for the most part, free and open source. So anybody is welcome to participate.
Well, thank you. So let's switch gears a little bit. And now let's talk about your breakaway safety solutions. What prompted the idea of these portable emergency exits? And how do you describe the process of bringing it to market? Because there's probably a lot of folks out there who've got these great ideas, got a great product or service. And how do you, and that kind of combines what Bunker Labs does as well, but kind of describe the process of bringing it to market.
Sure, thanks. So breakaway safety is emergency exit that helps save lives at outdoor events. So if you've ever been at an event that's fenced in, we make it really easy for you to get out. So just like you, if you were at an indoor concert and you have an emergency exit with a light and an alarm and a sign, that's what we did. And we replicated that for the outdoor space. So I'm here in Franklin, Tennessee, just down the road from the heart of country music in Nashville. And one of our bunker companies was part of one of the heads of Jason Aldean's security team. And when the shooting happened in Vegas, he called us up and said, I was supposed to be at that event. I wasn't there because my team said, look, you're going to burn out. You need to rest up. This is a long season, sit this one out.
Wow.
So he said, he said, I want to get a group of entrepreneurs and artists and military members and folks that have nothing, zero background in the event industry and figure out how we got this so wrong and how something so crazy could happen. So we were a part of a group of folks that were looking at how you could solve these challenges. And, all of the solutions were, let's get counter snipers or barricades. And, the Marine in me said, well, if it's really difficult for people to get out, why don't we just make lots of exits? And I've never been known for my high intellect. So they said, great, can you build it? I said, well, we don't know how to build anything. We just have ideas. And CMA Fest, the Country Music Association, said, well, build them. We want them for CMA Fest. Well, if you can build it, we want it for CMA Fest. We weren't thinking of this as a business at first. We were thinking of this as much more as like a civic project and sort of solving this problem. But we took an entrepreneurial process to it, which was like our very first exit was one of those very small pop-up banners that's, maybe a foot wide. We put it on a tabletop and said, what about this? What if it did this? What if it did that? And it was ugly and it broke when we were trying to show what it could do. But it got the point across of how it could do it. And then we built another model. It was every time you stepped on it, you thought the thing was going to cave in. And we shared it with other event industry folks and said, what do you need it to do? And then we asked really simple questions like, what keeps you up at night? What are you scared of? Like, how do you, like, what's your best case scenario? What's your worst case scenario? So very open-ended questions, and then took their feedback and built what they wanted, not what we thought we wanted. And, and that's like sort of entrepreneurship 101 that I'd gotten wrong in the past. I had a tech company in Austin, Texas. It was a video interviewing company to help veterans apply for jobs via sort of video snippets to sort of get that virtual FaceTime. We spent all of this money building software that nobody wanted that we could have tested for free via, FaceTime and or Zoom and a PowerPoint. So because we couldn't fake it, we had no industry knowledge. We just asked lots of questions and were very humble about the process. And just designed what somebody wanted. And we asked them, how do you pay for this? How much do you pay for it? How do you want to pay for it? How many of these things do you think you need? Are there regulations around this? And then got involved with the different safety industry groups and started sharing about it. And in June 2018, a few months after the group had gotten together. We had a fully, you know, built product ready to go, and we ended up evacuating over 20,000 people on our first round. And thankfully, it was just because of lightning. So we've now evacuated over 75,000, probably 80,000 people, and protected over 2 million people.
Wow. That's amazing. That is just—it is awesome. You know, you and I were talking earlier, and I love going to outdoor concerts. So I am grateful for this new safety measure. I'll be feeling much more secure going to outdoor concerts and outdoor events with this in place. And you're right. A couple of things that you said around entrepreneurship and designing something without knowing what the end customer really wants out of it. Mm-hmm. Although Henry Ford did have a quote that said, if you asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. Right. And he designed cars anyway, obviously. But, you know, so it is a good lesson to really understand what the market needs when you're designing mm-hmm. a service or a product and coming up with something. Because, you know, a lot of us have great ideas, but does somebody really want to pay for it? And will it really be successful? So congratulations on that. And thank you. And, you know, some of the most successful ideas come from the most simple ideas. Most successful ventures come from, you know, very, very simple ideas and just meeting a need, which this clearly does. So,
And I think it's just the that putting something that's kind of ugly in front of a potential customer is uneasy for folks that come from the military where you're used to preparing and practicing and having everything ready to go and like submitting like your best foot forward. And so it's counterintuitive. It doesn't feel right, but that it allows you the flexibility to respond to what somebody wants. Because at the end of the day, like if somebody's not giving you money for what you're doing, it's a hobby. And that's great if you want it to be a hobby, but if you want it to be a business, build something cheap, fast, and ugly, get it in front of somebody, get real feedback from people that aren't your family, and then, you know, and listen. And be a creative problem solver. But yeah, it's hard to learn. I you know, I didn't go to Harvard, but I certainly paid for it on my first round as a startup entrepreneur.
I'm right there with you. I totally understand. Yep. So that's kind of, you've already kind of answered our last question here about best advice for a transitioning service member or veteran entrepreneur. Anything else you'd like to add as your advice for someone transitioning or looking to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah, you know, go to bunkerlabs.org and find right now a town hall that is going on almost daily that, you know, piques your interest. We have, you know, a virtual community of thousands of entrepreneurs around the country and around the world that are, you know, engaging, asking tough questions, trying to figure out, you know, how do they, if you're currently have a company and you're trying to figure out how to navigate the payment protection program or the economic injury disaster loan, or, you know, there are resources for you to be able to do that. The Bunker Launch Lab Online Facebook page is a great place to go when you're, you know, needing a little inspiration, or you want to kind of shed the isolation you might have at home right now. We just did a really interesting entrepreneur insight study, and it just shows the resilience of the military community. You know, over 80-90% still share that an optimistic attitude, not only the economy going forward, but also their own businesses. They're still, you know, betting on themselves and their ability to adjust and adapt in this environment. And, you know, in the rankings of like community and connections are super high. So there's still a need, very much a need for that. So I'd say go find your tribe at bunkerlabs.org. There's, you know, opportunities to test ideas. The applications, I think, are still open for veterans and residents, which is now in 21 cities across the country. So no, you don't all need to pile into a WeWork right now, but as soon as it's safe to do so, we'll do that. But all of the cohorts will continue. And then we're actually adding more cohorts due to demand that will be part of a virtual CEO circles. So it's, you know, the idea is come join the community, get involved. We can meet you where you're at and help plug you into the right community, the right connections, and provide information on accessing capital as well.
Excellent. No, absolutely. Great advice. I'm looking forward to getting more involved myself now that Charlotte is open, as we talked about before. So yes. Looking forward to that. So Well, Blake, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for all that you're doing for our military families, military communities, and for coming up with that incredible safety solution. It's just inspiring for all of us who have great ideas and know that, they can come true. We appreciate you sharing these great insights today, and we certainly wish you and Bunker Labs and Breakaway Safety Solutions much more continued success. Listeners, for more information on Bunker Labs, as Blake mentioned, go to bunkerlabs.org. And for more information on Breakaway Safety Solutions, go to breakawayss.com. And for more information on Veterans Ascend or to sign up today, please visit our website at veteransascend.com. Thank you, everyone. Stay safe. Take care.